is dial in toll free and bring us anything that you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us over on our website at freetalklive.com, where you can actually control the content. The stuff you see on the front page of the site has been placed there by listeners just like you. So you find something online that you think's interesting, you submit it to freetalklive.com as show prep, and then others can vote whether or not they like or dislike what it is that you've submitted. You get to vote on things as well, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. Top story right now is about the mainstream media hating on Ron Paul, which is a lot better than the mainstream media ignoring Ron Paul, in my opinion. As I believe Gandhi said famously, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, and then you win. So I think that like the ignore slash laughing part was a lot of the 2008 campaign. And we saw some laughter.
There was plenty of ignoring and laughing along the way this campaign, too.
I think there was more probably, not as much, though. He got more, I think, a little more respect this time around. And
now that he's getting FaceTime, I think that qualifies as fighting.
Yeah, and, right. And basically it's looking like he's going to take Iowa, and it's really got a lot of the Republican establishment upset. And so they're pulling out the old newsletters that have been around for close to 20, I mean, some of them over 20 years, some of them at least, you know, getting close to 20 years, that have some, you know, nasty stuff in them, some unpleasant things in them that Ron Paul disavows having written, and there's no evidence that he did write them.
By the way, joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And Mark, just fresh back from his trip to Florida.
That's right.
Vacation. So welcome back. So regarding Ron Paul, wasn't the Iowa governor who said something like, if Ron Paul wins, that means nothing, or like you should disavow the entire process?
It was amazing that he would say something like that, but it's been said many times, many ways in the last couple of weeks. You know, the news media is attempting to say, you know, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. You know, it would matter if anybody else won it.
And sure. Do they give any reason for that? Just that he's too off the wall, that they don't think he could qualify?
That the media is stepping out of its role as bringing you the news to the point that they're actually, it's moved to propaganda. I mean, I didn't believe
this. It's always been propaganda.
I didn't believe that they would be willing to do this kind of the media would be willing to do this kind of crap.
It's sad.
I mean, to me, my eyes are opened wider than they've ever been opened before. I cannot believe that Fox News folks and MSNBC folks are just saying, oh, it doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins Iowa. I mean, I'm stunned.
I mean, earlier today I was just counting my blessings for how we live in an age we can look at a newspaper and not tell the difference between a real newspaper and The Onion. Just the articles are so off the wall, the things that are happening.
Absolutely insane.
Blatant censorship of a politician.
And there's another story out here that says Newt Gingrich has said that he will not vote for Ron Paul. At any, you know, if he's the nominee, I guess that he will not vote for him.
Well, okay.
Is the claim.
Wow. I mean, now they're the ones that are, as you mentioned before, I think during the news break, that it's these Republican long-timers that are accusing Ron Paul of destroying the party or whatever and, you know, breaking solidarity. But there he is saying that, he doesn't consider Ron Paul a Republican, and so therefore he's not going to vote for him. Basically.
Right, and just opening the door wide open for Ron Paul to run third party. Ron Paul's already said, I have no intention. Of course, why would he have an intention? He's number one in Iowa and not doing too bad in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I guess he's up a bit in New Hampshire, but still Romney is like, I don't understand it. I just don't understand what New Hampshire...
Let me go ahead and say it. It doesn't matter if Romney wins New Hampshire.
What?
It doesn't matter, because Romney lives in New Hampshire. I mean, you always win. Michael Dukakis, in the most lopsided election in a century, won his home state.
In the primary?
In the primary. No. In the general.
The actual election.
So, of course, you're going to win your home state. It doesn't. New Hampshire doesn't matter.
Is he actually originally from New Hampshire, that guy?
No, he's originally from Michigan, but he has a house here.
I was going to say.
As far as New Hampshire.
I can't imagine someone like Romney would come out of New Hampshire.
Most New Hampshireites consider themselves to be Massachusetts North anyway.
Yeah, it's insulting. Mark, you hang out on this Republican forum or whatever online or Facebook, wherever it is, and so you're kind of in. Like, what are they saying about this guy? Like, what is so exciting? exciting about Mitt Romney, who's clearly, you know, just a scumbag.
I've never seen anything good about him in this Republican forum.
And so where are all these votes
people? I don't know if they have just moved right up from Massachusetts because New Hampshire is so close,
that
and you're able to register to vote a lot easier than in Massachusetts. So maybe people just cast their votes up here if they're close enough. I mean, all of Massachusetts is a pretty good drive. It's a pretty close drive to New Hampshire.
Right. Well, so, there are a lot of people that do move here because they want more freedom, but then they bring their Massachusetts big government with them, and they want to reproduce what they had in Massachusetts. But interestingly,
Romney has the fair weather Republicans in this state, you know, the people that likes the Red Sox and, you know, just they're just kind of, you know, ordinary Republican folks. Well, you know, he's a local boy. Let's just vote for him. The ones that are paying attention realize that he's not and he's really no different than Obama when it comes to most of these most of his policy stances. And, you know, it's unpleasant.
So I was at and Derek, you were there as well when Romney actually came to town last week, came to Keene, New Hampshire. So that was something you missed. You'd ask me off the air what you missed. Romney coming to a local restaurant early. The stage. It's right in down the center of downtown Keene, right next to Central Square. And so we were there bright and early, 8:30 in the morning. He was expected to arrive at 9. Derek, you had a court date at 8:30, which went pretty quickly, so you were actually able to come out before Romney arrived.
That's right.
And so so he shows up eventually with this humongous campaign bus, blocks all the traffic on or a good portion of the traffic on Central Square.
How did he get away with that?
Well, he's Romney, apparently. I mean, there was actually Keene police standing there to assist with the traffic. So,
I mean,
you know, if you or I got into MARV, the Mobile Authority Resistance
Free
Vehicle.
Free Talk Live's on tour. We're going to take it around and stop off and just block up the main road in your town.
Yeah.
What?
In fact, Nemi was, for our Wednesday night co-host, Nemi was behind their little RV thing for a while, or I guess it's actual a bus, and she said it was really inconvenient, and it was pretty frustrating to her from a traffic standpoint, but yet, you know, they had the assistance of the police in blocking traffic because he's a politician.
It was absurd to me, coming out of the courthouse where I had just wrapped up court and seeing a huge mob of people over outside of this restaurant where the police seemed to be just standing aside. In any other situation, they would be breaking up this group of people, saying, what are you guys all doing here? You got to keep this
disperse.
Moving. Keep this moving. Just keep walking. And I was shocked. Well, I shouldn't have been, but I'm still shocked to see the police just siding with the state when they do things
this. It makes it pretty clear where their allegiance lies. But you mentioned a crowd, and I wanted to delve into exactly who was in this crowd. Because, Mark, you said you're on this Republican forum, and people aren't talking about the guy. Well,
they're talking about him. They say nothing nice.
Oh, okay. But, well, I can tell you that from my observations and from others' observations of the crowd that day, there didn't really seem to be that many supporters present. There was a huge throng of media that had shown up, and they were, you know, crowding around as best they could to get the pictures of the politician and, you know, see if he'll say something into their microphones. We were there, of course. There were probably about 6 or 7 activists that came out, and we sang some Shire Choir carols, some chronic carols, because, you know, Romney is a drug warrior, and so we figured we were going to sing some carols for him that morning, and we did that. So there was lots of media. There were a bunch of us. There were some counter-protesters that were there with anti-Romney signs, and I think they were more from the left, but it's hard to say. I didn't actually have very many conversations with them. I talked to them briefly and gave them some information. So they had some signs. So there were a number of people that you know, were counter-protesting, and I guess there were some people in the restaurant. I did not actually go into the restaurant, so I did not get to assess that, but I believe Jason Talley did. I don't know if you ever had a chance to go in there.
No, I couldn't get inside there. It was packed. So, yeah, there were definitely some people in there.
Somebody, I think it was Tally, that went in, and his observation was essentially that he felt most of the people in the restaurant were either campaign staff, visiting politicians, such as Kelly Ayotte, who's the former attorney general, now the state U.S. senator in New Hampshire. So, like, lots of politicos came out. But the actual, like, boots on the ground kind of supporters didn't really have the feeling like there was anybody there that gave a damn about Romney, except for the media.
They were just handed signs.
And the political hacks. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, 1-point-something trillion more. We'll talk about it.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find lots of features there, including news updates. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. Follow us via the email options or Twitter or Facebook. You're welcome to sign up for whatever works best for you. More than one if you like. All free over at news.freetalklive.com. Once again, that's news.freetalklive.com.
If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you've heard about bitcoins. Bitcoins are an online internet currency. It's like internet cash. Obtaining them for some people, however, up to this point has been kind of tricky. Crypto exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your bitcoins. They also offer a complete bullion store. You can go there, buy gold and silver privately with bitcoins. If you're totally clueless about the Bitcoin currency, how it works, they've got a 24-hour customer service rep right there online. Just visit their site, click on the live support link at the top, see the crypto exchange banner posted at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's the easiest way to get there. It's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
I just checked the price on bitcoins. They are over $4, $4 US per bitcoin.
Yeah, they've been moving up recently.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to go right into your phone calls, and then Derek J. is going to inform us about the latest news out of D.C. regarding $1.2 trillion more dollars being added to the debt ceiling, apparently. First, though, we'll go to Kevin listening to WXNT in Indianapolis, or I guess you will be listening in the next hour, Kevin, because we're not on in the 7 o'clock hour, but go ahead.
You won't be on at all tonight, Notre Dame basketball.
Oh, the dreaded sports.
It sucks.
All right.
That's why I thought to call you early. I had an epiphany, and Mark, I think you'll enjoy this.
Okay.
We always talk about free market, which I agree, free market's a good thing. However, what do we do when we discover that a lot of the product that's brought into this country in our stores is made by slave labor?
It's a good question.
Well, you can always share the news with the public about how bad that company is or how bad you think they are for employing people in that way.
Well, I think that's the strongest thing that one can do.
Well, I think boycott.
It's important to point out that's happened, right, where people have pointed out certain business practices of certain companies that may use some questionable practices in other countries, and those other companies have, in some cases, responded by saying, wow, we didn't realize that was happening. Thanks for bringing it to our attention.
Yeah. My God, how did that happen?
Yeah, and then, then they go in and they change their practices. And there are groups that have the intention of finding out what these companies are doing and essentially auditing them. So there's no reason why in a free marketplace or a more free market that we wouldn't have third party auditing groups that essentially checked out these big corporations and certified their manufacturing. I mean, we do have there's ISO certification for manufacturing firms, which...
Well, what about the dolphins? Remember back in maybe the late 80s, early 90s, that they're catching dolphins with tuna fish nets. And everybody likes dolphins. And so they put these little dolphin seals on the tuna fish cans. This what?
No one cares about the tuna,
right?
But the dolphins.
Right. Tuna, they don't do tricks. Right. So they put these dolphin safe labels on the tuna fish can. No government forced them to do that. And so as far as I know, and so that was a situation where the market managed to take care of itself in just that manner.
Right, look at free-range chickens and other sorts of farming techniques.
My concern is with these things is that we are talking about the same thing when we talk about slave labor. Because some people and some groups will use different terminology when they talk about slave labor. So
true.
Can you define slave labor for me?
I can, but first of all, I've had dolphin and it's very tasty.
Are you talking about the fish dolphin or the mammal dolphin?
Well, they called it. It was dolphin, so whatever it was, I had it in Hawaii and it was delicious.
Yeah, that's a fish.
And cheap.
It's a fish.
I would say anything slave labor, i.e., China. I definitely feel like they're.
Whoa, wait. So you're saying that that comes out of China is slave labor?
A lot of it is because
China doesn't have nearly as many many convicts as the United States has. So,
it's pretty much slave labor. I mean,
labor. Hold on, just a second. Wait a second. Let's define slave labor. The door is locked.
They have a rising middle class. Don't get me wrong, but they do
the
have
door
a lot
is
of
locked.
Products that are made by slave labor.
The door is locked, and you cannot leave. Okay, that's slave labor.
Yeah, that happens a lot over there.
Okay,
they do not have labor laws like we do.
I understand. Now, are you telling me that they have no opportunity to say, I quit, I'm leaving?
No, a lot of them do not. And I have a friend that's from China.
How many of them?
How is this done exactly?
It's not a level playing field.
You're right. It's not a level playing field. When you've got to be a dirt farmer and you don't have any opportunities except going and working in a factory, those are crappy, crappy options.
However, they have to do that. I mean, you guys.
Yes, they do. But that is not slave labor. Those are crappy options.
Yeah, we need to make sure that we're on the same page here. Kevin, we need to make sure that we're on the same page with definitions. So you can't call working voluntarily slave labor. You can't call choosing to have a job slave labor. If somebody has chosen to work in a factory where, you know, you might not want to work.
Yeah, maybe they don't have a lot of options.
But it's not slavery.
They have no options. You're right.
Okay,
well, so there is always another option. That is, like Mark said, you can go bust your butt on the farm instead, like a lot of Chinese people have done for many, many hundreds of years.
And then have the tax man come and take, you know, a portion of your labor.
Do you have a specific concern about a certain type of worker? Because, I mean, I hear your concern for people working in poor conditions, but unless you can identify, like, what is going wrong, then you can't encourage a boycott of, you know, among the people of a particular company or something.
What I'm looking at is it's not an equal play. It's not a level playing field compared to United States workers or even English workers.
How could it How be? Is it going to be a level playing field?
Not.
How are they
it's
ever
not.
Going to get to a level playing field if they don't have the opportunity to work their way up?
I hear that the tone of your voice is concerning, and that's exactly what I'm trying to say is we compare apples to apples when you're bringing – the products are definitely less expensive. And in some cases, the quality's there, and maybe sometimes
some cases.
Better. And,
in some cases, it's worse.
It's true, and people still buy it.
Yeah, sure.
But the price is just incredibly, it's just unfair practice.
Labor is cheaper over there, but,
How do you want to level? Please explain to me what you mean by
I've always been a proponent of tariffs, and you guys know that. I know you hate the idea. But when
right, because I think humans should be able to interact.
So how are tariffs going to help slave labor in China? If you want to use that term.
One thing it would do is it would create, right now when they're putting tariffs on us, that's the other thing. We're not putting tariffs on them, but yet
they aren't doing.
The middle class in China and India is on the rise.
Uh-huh.
And we're having a hard problem getting our, and they love American products, but we can't even get them in their marketplace.
They're
banning
you're not
products
leveling
their
the playing
market.
Field by making it more difficult for those people. Those people won't have jobs. They'll have to go work back on the farm where they didn't want to work in the first place. Slave labor, as you call it, over the farm, and you're forcing them back there.
Take
the
food
out of their mouths, why don't you?
All right, there's a lot of issues at play here, and Kevin, if you want to continue the discussion, stick with us. We'll bring you back in a moment. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves. These people that think that they can force a level playing field, they're fooling themselves. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later... and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you can access there for free, including listening options. Live streams are available there for you over at listen.freetalklive.com. We have the broadband and dial-up versions of the show available around the clock, 24/7. The latest episode is always streaming there at listen.freetalklive.com. In addition, you can learn about the over 100 great radio stations that air the show throughout the week at various different times, plus our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, the free-to-air channel, webcam, and listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Several different ways for you to get Free Talk Live into your ears over at listen.freetalklive.com. And I want to tell you about the Freedom Engineers at freedomengineering.org. It's a cadre of coders, creatives, and anarcho-capitalist nerds from around the unfree world who are collaborating on the technology and enterprises that we'll need to build the free future. You can join them over at freedomengineering.org. There are over 50 people involved already, and you can get the help that you need, hopefully, to complete your radical idea or jump in and lend a hand on some projects that are already in motion. In fact, freedomengineering.org is behind the, I think, very exciting relaunch of fr33agents.com, which Derek J. is fairly heavily involved in.
That's right, and Freedom Engineering has been wonderful in helping us get off the ground and get started again.
It's
start
a big
networking
project.
Voluntarists, right, all around the globe.
Right.
So this is a really great group to get involved with.
FR33agents.com is bringing, hopefully, going to bring more people from around the globe together to the same place to share activist ideas from a wider perspective. So Freedom Engineering is focusing more on the, you know, the behind-the-scenes sort of coding and creative stuff that is needed to build other more, you know, visible activism on. So like FR33agents.com is something that anyone can be involved with, whereas freedomengineering.org is focused very specifically on, you know, the kind of IT techs and engineers that that can really build some useful stuff. So if that's you, you should go to freedomengineering.org. Our number here is 1-855-450-FREE. We've got Kevin on the line here in Indy, and we're talking about China, basically, other countries, and manufacturing bases over there and companies and how they treat employees and whether or not
competition in the United States.
Right, whether or not it's slave labor, whether or not it's a so-called level playing field. And Kevin, are you back with us?
I'm here. Yeah.
So I think the
question I have here, and I think this is important because you called in about slave labor, and this is an important issue to me. Slavery of any sort is important to me. How does enacting tariffs in the United States, which seemed to be what your solution to the problem of slave labor was, in any way, shape, or form help anyone who... Now, you use the term slave labor. It sounds to me like you're talking about very poor people with very few choices. How does that help them?
Well, first, my response to the tariffs is they're putting tariffs. India is putting a 40% tariff on us.
India is a country. The people who are working in factories are not a country. They are people. So let's not talk about what their politicians are doing. Let's talk about how you're helping those individuals.
Let's say I sell pickled eggs, and I have the greatest pickled eggs in the world. Uh-huh. And China and India both clamor for them. But
okay.
To put them in China, they put a 41% tariff on me. And China puts a 22%. So India, they're both putting tariffs on me.
Right.
So I say to them, okay, now look, guys, we have a 2% tariff, and that only pays for the paperwork of the product coming into the country. Here's what's going to happen. If you don't reduce your tariff, I'm going to hit you with the 30% tariff, period. So we don't even do anything to retaliate anymore. We just take it.
This is getting crazy complicated, Kevin. I mean, you own yourself. You get to make the decisions about with whom you'd like to trade. And like, end of story. There's no one who has the right to put a tariff on you.
Well, by the way, you're also using aggression to justify further aggression. I mean, this is the old
argument. It doesn't help poor people, I can tell you that.
This is the old argument of the pro-immigration, the anti-immigration zealots who will say, well, these other countries have all kinds of absurd immigration rules and restrictions. We should be more like them. And essentially that's what you're saying is, well, China and these other countries have all these tariffs, so we should be more like China and these other countries? Is that really what you're saying?
I'm saying that they're putting up barriers to us putting our products into their country.
So why don't you just set the example then and have no barriers in this country and say, hey, look how great this looks. We have no barriers.
Why not get into the business of importing things from this country? If you think they have such an incredible advantage in the marketplace, get into the business of importing things from that country and selling them here.
Oh, well, I would never do that because I have a moral dilemma with the fact that a lot of the products coming to this country are done so with labor that is not.
And now we're right back to the question that Mark asked you before, which you dodged, because I don't think he gave a great answer to it.
If I get a chance, go ahead. What?
Well, you've had quite the chance. Well, okay. You've been asked it multiple times. So let's ask it one more time.
How does raising tariffs here in the United States in any way, shape, or form benefit very poor people with very few choices in foreign countries that are trying to make things that are sold here?
Okay. It would not benefit them in the least because now it's going to hinder that product being brought into our country, and I do agree with
that. That's correct.
Okay. However, I don't agree with the premise that, number one, their product's coming in, I feel, in our country on an unlevel field, and then my product being...
You're talking about bad things. Wait, Kevin. You're talking about things that are sort of unfair here with these first world problems. Oh, dear me, my iPad isn't made in Waukegan. It's made in Shanghai. You know, these kind of problems. Whereas over in the third world countries, you called in with a very legitimate concern, like, I'm so thin and starving, I can't feed my children. Like, there's a real concern there. I don't really care about where your iPad's made. If you don't want an iPad made in Shanghai, then don't buy an iPad. You know, spend your money on Italian food.
I don't buy iPads.
Whatever.
I mean, I'm with you there.
That's all fine and dandy. But what I'm concerned with is actually helping these people. And I'll tell you how you help them. You get rid of barriers to trade so that that these people can work hard and make a better life like our ancestors did in this country. From 1870 to 1890, here in the United States, the standard of living doubled. That has never happened on planet Earth any time in human history before or since. Something like that can happen in China and India if people will just let free people buy and sell things without hindrances.
Well, but see, there you go, because it's not there's always going to be slave labor if you don't police it, and there's way too much of it out there, and we're not doing anything about it.
There are more convicts in the United States that are working at slave wages than there are in other countries. The United States has more inmates than any other country in the world, and you can, like, combine many of them and still come up with fewer inmates the United States has. And what are you doing about slave labor, real-life slave labor here in the United States?
That's a great point. I've seen Shawshank Redemption numerous times, and I'm totally against that type of practice. Totally.
Well, if you're concerned about the economy at all, Kevin, I mean, what do you think, what kind of effect do you think this tariff would have on business owners and people who want to be customers at those businesses if they suddenly have to pay more?
I would only use it as a way to have the other countries lower their tariffs and put us more on an equal
footing. Well, you don't escalate conflict in order to remove conflict. I mean, that's what you're saying is, well, you have these tariffs,
like
we're going to create our own tariffs.
Yes, you do.
What's that?
He says he feels like we're at war.
This is the wrong mentality. Look, their policy may be incorrect in that they have tariffs. They should get rid of tariffs. But the way you encourage people to deregulate, the way you encourage more freedom, is by setting an example. You show the world, hey, look, this is what happens when you don't have tariffs. You get more trade, you get more vibrant trade, and then you can set that example, and then hopefully the rest of the world will see that and say, wow, let's try that too. Thanks for the call.
I sound like Teddy Roosevelt. Carry big stick, walk softly, carry big.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Thanks
for the
call.
Well, it sounds to me like you want a war on your own citizens.
Yeah.
Because those are the people that are going to suffer along with everyone else.
Right. Well, let's talk about what
will benefit bureaucrats.
Yeah, it only benefits the politicians. Let's talk about how that hurts people in America. Poor people in America come up in moments. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And once again, 855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you would like to support Free Talk Live, you are invited to become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. The Free Talk Live AMP program, it's $3 a month. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, and more. And Free Talk Live takes that $3 and invests it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board as well over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's where you can go to help us with that.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. And you probably know that they're not that good for you. They can kill you. As a matter of fact, there's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier by one metric. It's the e-cigarette by Vaporsmiths.com. Now, the e-cigarette by Vaporsmiths.com is one of the best-made e-cigarettes available on the market today. It's made of the highest quality and has a booster in it so that when you pull on it, you get a larger amount of vapor, because it's just no fun to try one of these things that just has a sort of a trickle of vapor that comes out. Comes in all kinds of different flavors, regular sort of cigarette flavors, menthol, cloves. And then different flavors like cherry, vanilla, strawberry, very enjoyable stuff. There's incredibly fast shipping, so if you decide you want to do this, you won't lose your energy by the time it shows up. When you do get the pack, you'll get it for free. You can get the free e-cigarette from Vaporsmiths.com just by using coupon code FTL when you purchase 40 cartomizers. The cartomizers are, I think it's $69.99 for 40 cartomizers, and a cartomizer contains as much nicotine as a pack of cigarettes. You know as well as I do, you can't get 40 packs of cigarettes for $69.99. Go to Vaporsmiths.com, use coupon code FTL to purchase 40 cartomizers. You'll get free shipping and the free starter kit. Or call 855 to get vapor. Vaporsmiths.com, coupon code FTL, 855 to get vapor. You got to mention FTL there too.
Yep, 855-450-FREE is our number here. Let's get back to the China discussion in a moment, because Derek, you've been there.
Yes.
And I wanted to get your experience. But first, let's talk to Justin calling from Pennsylvania. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Do I sound okay?
Yes, yeah, sounds fine. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. My phone was a little flaky there for a second. I would like to talk about Vaporsmiths and vaping for a few moments, if I could.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I bought a starter pack from Vaporsmiths for my mom for Christmas, because she's been trying to quit smoking for as long as I've been alive.
Wow.
It's not easy. I mean, I'm chuckling, I suppose, because I understand what this is like. It is an incredibly difficult thing to do. I mean, this stuff's highly addictive.
It is. And I've never tried smoking before in my life, but when I got the pack you know, I pulled it out. I was like, that smells awful, like a cigarette. So I took a hit off of it. First time in my life, I got like 18 milligrams of nicotine in like one shot. Wow. I don't know how people that smoke cigarettes regularly can do that every day, like a pack a day. It was crazy. But I didn't do it since then, but I did about 5 hours of reading and research over the course of 3 days because I wanted to make sure, you know, it'd be okay.
It's your mom, right?
Yeah, you exactly. Know? So what I found out is, like, I wanted to see what ingredients were in it, like pretty much all vaping in general, and there were really only just a few things. There's, like, literally the primary thing is the vaping component, which makes, you know, which makes the smoke appearance, and then there's the nicotine, and then there's the flavorings.
Yep.
And
this vaping component is like glycerin or something like that.
Yeah, there's like two. It's like propylene. I think it's propylene glycerol or something like
okay.
that.
Okay, glycol. I think. I
could yeah, be yeah. And there are people that have allergic reactions to it.
Okay.
And as a response to that, some of the vaping community came up with a vegetable based glycerol that you can like buy from the grocery store.
Okay.
So there are e-cigarettes out there you can get. They're like 100%. "Quote unquote organic" in the sense that there's no artificial flavorings, and if you happen to be allergic to the propylene glycol, you can just get the veggie-based stuff.
And that's highly unusual for somebody to be allergic to that stuff.
It is. I mean, from all the forums I read, it was really unusual. But the ones that did have a reaction to it, they were like, "Wow, I feel like I'm going to die." But when they switched to the veggie-based stuff, because they had two choices:
changed
to go
everything.
Back to cigarettes or stop vaping, and they wouldn't refuse to go back to cigarettes. So then they switched to the veggie-based stuff, and they were fine.
How did your mom take to the cigarettes or to the vapor smiths?
She loved it. Once I showed her how to work it, you know, and everything, and explained to her about the cartomizers and all that, she loved it right away.
Oh, that's terrific.
Does she have a favorite flavor?
What's that?
Does she have a favorite flavor?
I think she likes the minty and the strawberry stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The strawberry is really good, you know, I've got to say.
I like the menthol.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't recommend someone that's not a smoker to do the vapor.
No, I wouldn't either.
And if you really want to try it, then get the veggie-based stuff with the zero nicotine.
With the zero nicotine. They do have the option if you want to do it, you can do the zero nicotine. I would recommend that to people.
Has that launched over at Paper Smiths?
What, the zero nicotine? Zeros? I thought they had the zeros over
there.
I did ask him about that, and he said if he gets enough support from the community, he'll probably offer it. I think he said he needs about like 50 or 60 repeatable customers to make it worth his while. For the zero nicotine, because there's just not much demand for it.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know.
Justin, thanks for the
call. There's just not much demand for
tonight.
It.
Right? I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The guy from Vaporsmiths, Stephen.
Yeah.
I'd talked to him about getting zeros because he had sent some to us for testing purposes in the past.
Right.
And he said they're not actually, as of a month ago, they were not for sale at that time. He was thinking about launching them in 2012. So the Vaporsmith Zero is a potential product, and I guess if that's something you want, you should get in touch with them.
I've got to say my experience, and I'm not recommending this for anybody, but we had some lights here that they sent along that had different flavors because the two that were zeros were like vanilla and cherry. Those were the two types that we had in Zero. And there were a bunch of different flavors that came in. And strawberry was in an ultra light, so it has a very little amount of nicotine. And the way that nicotine comes through the e-cigarette and a regular cigarette, somewhat different. I left for Florida for I've been pulling on this light one, the strawberry one, for some time while here in the studio. And I went to Florida, and I never even thought about my e-cigarette.
Right?
I mean, you know, I'm not a... It's not like a cigarette. You know, it's not the same kind of addiction. It'll satiate the addiction for people that, you know, smoke. It'll help with that. The numbers were that a group of people who had decided they didn't want to take a smoking cessation program were taken, and I think it was 40 of them, they were given the e-cigarette just to try it. And then 6 months later, 50% of them had cut their intake by half, and 25%, not an additional, but 25%, had completely stopped smoking and just were doing the e-cigarette. So, I mean, that's how powerful this is. These are people that didn't want to quit.
That has been my experience. I was a smoker who picked up the Vaporsmiths e-cigarette, and I have cut down smoking dramatically from a pack a day to about two cigarettes. And this is something that I didn't have forced on me or anything. It's just... it's often so much more convenient to pick up this stick that I don't have
right.
to light.
You can
that I can
it
carry
just about
in my
anywhere.
Pocket. I can put it out in my pocket after just two puffs and not have to dot it out anywhere.
Right.
So it and it tastes better. It doesn't leave my clothes smelly. There's just a laundry list of reasons.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's been fantastic.
Our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. So, China, let's go back to this discussion about Chinese products. If I'm not mistaken, isn't that where VaporSmiths are manufactured?
Yeah, they actually do manufacture. They do some stuff in the United States, as I understand it, but they get their product done in China. I mean, manufacturing's done over there.
I was surprised to hear the caller mention the horrible conditions of China, because I went to China 3 years ago for the summer and stayed with a family in China.
Where?
In Beijing.
Okay.
And we did a bit of touring around through the rural area as well, but mostly we were in Beijing. I got to see what the malls were like, the streets, and some of the factories. And I can tell you, yeah, they weren't ideal. They're not the kinds of places I want to be working. These people were living sometimes in the food cart where they would prepare food in the morning, mm-hmm. and then they would sleep there at night. They would sometimes live in the factories where they worked in
yep.
bunks with their other employees. But it's not like they
but
didn't have options. Like that was something that they chose. They applied for that job, or they
right.
went into business for themselves and are doing that because that's what they want to do. It's not like anyone's got a bullwhip on their back.
And it's hard, hard, hard work. And I understand why the caller might want to use sort of a hyperbolic term like slave labor, but it's not slave labor.
That's
this happened in
slaves.
The United States. For some reason, it was okay that the United States brought itself up from sort of a completely undeveloped area through the company store and company towns where companies would, you know, throw up housing and have employees live there and then have them buy from the company store and these kind of things. These are less than ideal circumstances, but these people are looking for the future of their children, and that's what we have to let them do.
Right, and if somebody wants to live on the premises of the place that they work, that's an economic decision. Because you think about it, if you can live at the place you work for, let's say, for nothing,
somebody can come
have an apartment.
Somebody can come live in my house and do my yard work if they want. I mean, you know, what?
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about how tariffs hurt people in this country, poor people especially. It's Free Talk Live, Hour 2's next.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.